Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, give it up for me. You can hear me.
I'm
us tonight, yes, Father. Father, we were strayed tonight, we give you the praise. We lift you up tonight, God. We magnify you all. God, show your way around this place. Let your way us tonight with your glory. Give me strength tonight to do your glory. Increase me and increase the prophetic obedience to let me in my soul. Let us provide in the body the word of truth tonight. Let us give people ears and the mind of their understanding. Let them hear what you have to say to the church tonight. Let dream tonight, God, I know it will stop. Let it up to my soul. Transform and make through. Tonight, are we giving a praise to God for a time? In Jesus' name, come on and give our praise to that God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We do give God honor tonight. Hallelujah. There's a miracle. I want you to turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, there's a miracle with my name, holy. Hallelujah. You should have got a response from that if you believe in you. This song will make me work hard tonight, since it's the last one. I didn't think I had to work this hard. But we gonna preach tonight. Come on, turn me in the Bible to the book of Jonah. We're gonna start at the first book. It's the Bible. If you have it, say amen. If you don't have it, say wait on me. Hallelujah. The Bible says, and now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, saying, we in the first chapter. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah of the in my time, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before thee. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord and went down to Joppa and found the ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare and had rejoiced over the children of Judah in the day of the destruction. So he paid the fare and thereof and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. Catch this. It said he fled from the presence of the Lord. Now, if we can go to Jonah, the second chapter, we're going to read a couple of verses, and the Bible says, then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly. Pay close attention to the text. And it says, I cried out the reason of my affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me out of the belly of hell and cried, I am thou. Heardest my voice. And so go to the third chapter of Jonah, and we're going to read a couple of verses there, then I'm going to preach. I'm not going to preach small, but I'm going to preach strong. Amen. And the Bible says, and the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it in the preaching that I bid thee. So Jonah rose and went up to Nineveh according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceeding great city of a 3 days' journey. And Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey. And he cried and said, yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. I want you to pay attention to the first verse again. It says, the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, I want you to look to the neighbor to the left or the right of you and not help me announce my topic. Say, neighbor, God is releasing you from your holy place. Okay, tell somebody else that knows that seems to have a little church tonight. Say, neighbor, oh neighbor, God is releasing you from your holy place. Now put your hands together and take them to the holy place. Promises and words that have been spoken over my life, many prophetic words and many things that have been spoken to me, and things that I believe that are part of my makeup of what God has called me to be. But in my spirit, people of God, I feel like, and I don't know about you, but I feel like that I am behind time. Hallelujah. I feel like I could be a lot further than I am. I thank God for where I am. I give him glory for the place that I'm in now. But in my spirit, I know that I should be much further than where I am. I thank God. I know I don't look like where I've been through. I know I don't seem like I've been through a lot. But I thank God for where I am. But I'm not. I'm not comfortable where I am. I know in my spirit that there's more that he's calling me to. There's more that he has required of me. And I know that I have not yet apprehended. So that mixture of rest in my spirit. Do I have anybody in here that has trusted after God like never was come up? So yet in this time, in this dispensation, I do realize that I am behind time. But I do realize that this is a season that I've got to catch up. This is a season that I've got to get to the place that God has established. So we can get to life. I'm in here. The night that says that I've got to get to the place that God has established me. It is my constant realization, people of God, that this place is just too low. I know it no better than me. This place is just too low. Hallelujah. And I also come to the place that this place that I'm in is just not it for me. It's not it. I'm not going to settle for mediocrity. But I know that God has called me to be more than what you see today. Yeah, you see this light small of me. You see how I preach the doctrine. You see how I'm shaken to the glorification of God. But I come to let you know that this is not all that God has to me. There's more. Put your name and say, "Faith, there's more." Hallelujah. I'm in the church that helps me preach the Bible. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So I begin to seek God, and I begin to pray. Apostle Peter, I begin to cry out to the Lord. And I said, "Lord, I'm not understanding where I am. I know that I'm in your hands. I know that I'm in your care. But what place am I in you?" And the Lord spoke to me. He said, "Dude, you're in a holy place." Somebody shout, "Holy place." So I asked the Lord, I said, "Lord, comfort this baby. What is a holy place?" And the Lord said, "Before I can explain to you what a holy place is, I got to tell you how you got there." So the Lord took me to the book of Jonah. And the Bible said it's in the book of Jonah, not the word of the Lord came up to Jonah. And the Jonah did not die seeing a wise go to the middle of that great city and cry against it, for the wickedness is come off the front. But if you pay attention to the third verse, the book says, "But so the Lord was up to flee unto Tarshish, so the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found the ship going to Tarshish. But he paid the fare, and there they went down into it, and to flee from the presence of the Lord." And he said, "Doctor, what does that have to do with being in the holy place?" I'm glad you asked. What that has to do is disobedience puts you in a place of holiness. So when you wonder why you're stuck and you wonder why God hasn't yet elevated you, it's because of your disobedience. There is many things that God has required of your spirit. But instead of doing what God asked of that, instead of living like you asked you to live and so going through the things that he asked you to do, you get away from the presence of God. You get away from the things that he has called and required of you to do. But baby, I've got some good news for you. I'm so happy that God is not like man. I'm so happy that God, you know, will not return us to him. I'm so happy
and it also means a movement. Thank you.
Yeah. You was
disobedience. So I'm trying to get you something. Out of your disobedience, God will put you in a place of holy. He will put you in a place of holy. And it doesn't mean that, the word that was spoken before you went there is your mouth. He just put you in a place and you can get that stuff together and it's been walking. So you can contaminate the assignment that's all in your life. But God says that he's giving you a goal. He's giving you a goal. How many of you ready to go after? I'm going to go after mine today. Come on. I'm ready to go after it. I dare you to open up your mouth and praise God. And as I can already tell it this time, right now, come on, open up your mouth.
I'm Like your own I need a lot of things. was talking, the Lord told me, as he was talking, the Lord said he's going to open up your understanding even more on how to deal with what you're up against. Hallelujah. God said he's greatness all in your house. But God said he's going to open up your understanding. He's going to give you new ideas and new things and new avenues on how to deal with the new in this house. Hallelujah. Many people already have their offering. But God told me to tell you, God, you are in the place that I called you to be. Because I'm now need to open up your understanding. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God said, allow me to open up your understanding. Now also, God said, allow, and also allow me to give you a little bit of strength that's coming. God said, I'm going to have you work to deliver in such a way. In such a way, you can put forth some of the greatest in this city if you allow me to open up your understanding and allow me to teach you a little more on how to deal with this generation. And God said, I will use you to push out some of the greatest that this state has ever seen. For the state, I hear the Lord say, because of your heart, I pray with you with this cat. It's a mighty cat. It's a mighty way. But God said, you won't fail. You won't fail. I need somebody to say she won't fail. Put your hands on her.
You won't fail. Yeah. Thank you.
did. He blessed us with his presence. All glory belongs to God. I'm just a mere man. Without God, I'm nothing. Anybody could have stood up here, but God chose me tonight, and I'm grateful. And I'm humble. I give all glory back to God. Come on, just say, all glory belongs to me.
All glory to you, Jesus Christ.
I want to explain the handkerchief. You might have got a handkerchief on me. The handkerchief is from the late doctor, the boy, the handkerchief is found in Acts 19, chapter. Talk about how Paul brought special circles with towels and handkerchiefs. It just symbolizes that God will make you a miracle in your life. We ask that you be prayed for these 30 days. You can't wash them. It's not going to wash the anointing out. I give them I consecrate over them. But I get them, and I wear them for a single amount of time. And when God tells us to release it, the same chart that it was given to me for is given to you for as well. Hallelujah. It's the same anointing. Hallelujah. And it's doing the same thing. This is I updated it for me. But I pass it on so I can do the job that needs to be done. So if you feel that the Lord is leading you after the 30 days to give away to somebody, the same anointing is in it. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, give your hands to the Lord. What we're going to say. Tonight we're going to start to do the morning. I need everybody. Small fee, I'm not asking for 100 or 2,000 or whatever, but I just need about 10 people that can shut down the line for $30 fee. Somebody say
$30.
Somebody say $30. So that's not a lot of money, is it?
That's not a lot of money.
That's not a lot of money. That's not a lot of money.
That's not a lot of money. Profit.
We can spend $30 on just one shirt. If you take two people to McDonald's, you will spend about $30. Hallelujah. Some people, you know, we can't pay for what we're having to do tonight. Amen. Yeah.